This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. Hey everyone, it's Alicia here and welcome to the College Life Podcast. Today I'm going to be doing a solo episode on how it's okay just to be where you are at. Before we dive in to the episode, I just wanted to share that I am actually going through life coach training. And I'm super, super excited. I know it's going to be really fun, and I'm going to be learning how to be a better coach and a better person, I think. And I'm meeting some new people from that, and it's just going to be great. So I'm really happy. Because of this, I actually have the opportunity to coach a couple of people, and I am wondering if anybody out there would be interested in getting some free coaching. So I'm looking for students, so specifically undergraduate students, who either, there's two different types of students that I'm looking to work with. The first one is you are looking for clarity or you're looking for confidence in what you're working towards. You have a really, really strong desire to make a difference in the world, but you're not really sure what that means for you and what that is actually going to look like for you. And you also aren't sure if you have the capabilities. You're not really that confident in yourself to actually make it happen. If that's you, please apply if you're interested in working together. The second type of student that I'm looking for is someone who already knows how they want to have a positive impact on the world. You feel really strongly about a specific population or about a specific issue that you want to help improve, but you're not really sure how to become that person or how to actually do it and build those connections while you're in college. So those are the types of students that I'm looking for. If either of those is you, I'm talking to you right now. If that's you, please fill out the survey in the link in the podcast show notes. All I'm asking for is your name, your email, what college you go to, what you're looking to get out of working together, and what your biggest challenge is right now as a student. There is one small catch, and that small catch is that the sessions will be recorded. Nobody knows who you are. They're really going to be looking at me and how I'm interacting with you and how I'm coaching and working with you. So I'm looking for at least two students to do this with, and I think it's just going to be fun. We're going to build a relationship. We're going to make some connections. I'm going to get to know you. You're going to get to know me. It's just going to be really fun, and I'm super excited. We will have at least three coaching sessions together. So each student that I choose will have three individual coaching sessions with me. Like I said, the only catch is it has to be recorded, and so I can get some feedback on it on how to be a better coach. I would love to get to know you more and help you figure out what's the next step for you. So if that sounds like you, go to the link in the show notes right now. Don't even listen to the rest of this episode. Okay, just press pause and then go to the show notes and fill that out really quick. It'll take less than 5 minutes. Fill it out and see if we can work together. Thank you for at least considering, and I hope that we can work together soon. So I'm going to go ahead and move on to today's episode. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how it's okay to be where you are at. I actually had a couple coaching meetings this week, and we were talking about this. A couple of my students just kind of felt like it's actually not okay to be where they're at. And I just explicitly said this, like, it's okay to be where you're at. And I felt like it just, the pace changed, the stress levels changed, and it kind of decreased a little bit and for the student. And I just wanted to take a second because this is the timing of the semester where it can kind of get challenging. You know, you have a lot of things going on, and sometimes you're like, why am I working so hard to do all these things when I am questioning everything, or I'm just not really sure what I want to do, or I feel really uncertain about things. I'm testing the waters all the time to try and figure out things. It's okay to be there. And this can also mean like you're just, you know, things feel really hard right now, or you're really confused, or you feel like you don't know what you're doing in college or life, like, welcome to the club. Most of us don't. But it's okay to feel like that. It's okay to not really be sure about who you actually want to be in the world. A lot of times we're just rushing to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, because we feel like we can't be where we're at right now. So I'm just going to say it again. It's okay to be where you are at. It's okay. And I feel like you just listening to this podcast is putting you at an advantage, because when you listen to this podcast, what it shows to me is that you want to see something change. You want to see things differently in the world, in yourself, in college, in life. And it's okay to be there. Like, you're doing great. If you are feeling unsettled, like you need and you want to move forward, just take one small step. This one small step can be towards a better life, a better you, a better college experience, to find clarity, toward better mental health, having a stronger mindset, having a stronger body. And if you feel like you want to quit, just take one small step. I have a couple mantras that I actually use. And if you're not familiar with what mantras are, they're typically just positive statements. Honestly, I'm probably not explaining this right, so don't take my word for it. But to me, mantras are positive statements that I tell myself when I am struggling. Two of my go-to mantras are, you are stronger than you think you are. You are more capable than you think you are. So what happens for me, I'm going to give a more practical time than I use this, just because I think it's a little bit easier to understand why and when I use this, but I just started CrossFit in May of 2019, so it's been like four or five months, and I am struggling quite a bit, especially when I run. I am definitely not a strong runner, and when I do have to run during the workouts, sometimes I don't have to use these, and other times I have to use them all the time. So let's say I'm running, and I'm like, I want to quit, and I'm like, this is really, really hard, and I just don't want to do it anymore. I say, I'm stronger than I think I am. I'm more capable than I think I am. I'm stronger than I think I am. I'm more capable than I think I am. And I honestly just keep repeating those until I don't have to anymore, because I feel like, okay, I'm doing this for a reason. I'm trying to become stronger. I'm trying to challenge myself. And this is where those mantras can really kick in and just feel like, okay, yeah, like, it helps me remember why I'm doing this and why I'm pushing myself. And it also just helps me just to at least keep going, at least just keep taking that one step forward. Even if I have to stop for a second, or even if I have to slow down a little bit, I'm still going to keep moving forward. So that's a practical example of when I use this. Other times that I use this is when I feel like I'm going to quit something, when I get really anxious or uncertain if something is going to work out. So real talk, sometimes with this podcast, I'm like, you know, am I doing the right things? Does this make sense? Like, I feel so strongly like I'm supposed to do this podcast, but I don't really know exactly where it's going. I don't know if it's going to continue to grow. It has been, and it's been amazing, but like, I'm just not sure what's going to happen with this. So, or if it's going to work out. I'm considering starting a business. I'm like, okay, is that going to work out? Should I do this? Is it worth the investment? And then that's when I have to just tell myself, I'm stronger than I think I am. I'm more capable than I think I am. I'm stronger than I think I am. I'm more capable than I think I am. And you are stronger than you think you are. And you are more capable than you think you are. And it is okay to be where you are at. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. I hope it's just a simple reminder to you that it's okay to be where you are at. And only when you're feeling unsettled, like you need or want more, then just take that one small step. That's all you need to do. And remember, you're stronger than you think you are, and you are more capable than you think you are. If this was helpful for you, please share it with a friend who is also in college, who's also kind of trying to figure out life like the rest of us. Also, please don't forget to fill out that survey if you want the opportunity to work with me. Again, this is going to be 3 free coaching sessions to help you move forward, to help you get clarity, to help you figure out how to become the person who actually is going to make a difference in this world. And all of this starting while you're in college. You have so many amazing opportunities, and I just want to help you see those. I love you all. I hope that you're having an amazing semester. Thank you all for listening to the College Life Podcast, and I will catch you in the next one. Have an excellent week.